Cover Java, one of my bull durhams here, and take a walk over to the picture window. Yeah! Reminds me of when I used to be out west, and I'd have a shotgun cradled over my arm. We'd always go for grouse. Out Sonora way, where the scrub brush was good feeding grounds. Every now and then the dog would go on point. I'd say, get him up, boy, get him up! That bird would explode out of the bushes. Yeah, bring him back. That's the way, son. Matter of fact, I enjoyed it so much, I opened up a hunting camp where people from the big city could come and we'd put birds out and they'd get to track them down. But I had a little trepidation with a bunch of these New York City boys, a bunch of hardcore stinking New York Yankees. They showed up, city slickers, ready to go bird hunting. And as I passed out the shotguns, I said, "Hey, sure y'all know what you're doing out there?" And they said, "Oh, yeah, we done read books." I said, "Well, there's more to hunting than reading books." So they said, "Don't worry, we can handle it." And they were paying cash money, so what the hell, I gave them shotguns and sent them out there, and I told them where the birds were. Well, a couple hours later, they came crawling back looking like those three guys in the Civil War poster. One of them had his head bandaged, and his arm half tore off with a shotgun blast. Another guy was crawling. He was gut shot. And still the other one had like a sucking chest wound. And they were kind of dragging him behind him. They threw the guns down and said, "Damn it, we're getting out of here. Where's the nearest hospital?" I said, "Look at you guys. Unbelievable. I was worried about this." I said, "Well, look on the bright side. I see the game sack you're carrying is full." Guy said, "No, hell, that's what's left of the hunting dog."
It's another Saturday morning with the Best of Grease Man show on DC 101.